This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Chris Ruddy, we're going to call him in about 5 minutes, the founder of Newsmax, the guy that exposed the Clinton Chronicles, the executions, the deaths, all of it, one of the preeminent people exposing that back in the day, obviously runs one of the biggest news sites in the world. He's going to be joining us coming up to talk about his discussion with the president over the weekend at dinner, dealing there in the Mar-a-Lago, Florida, at his estate and public club, or private club, about what happened. You know, I almost don't even want to get into this because I'm telling you, 99% of the attacks on InfoWars, we don't cover. Okay? We don't cover it because it just gets boring. But if it's informative and if it can show you how they're manipulating, then I'll play it. So at the bottom of the hour, we've got John Oliver, who took a 2-month hiatus after he was defeated and after all his globalism didn't work. Another person from the UK here lecturing us down our nose how bad America is. When Paul Watson does it from the UK, he's supporting what founded the country and our sovereignty, just like we supported his Brexit. We supported the people of the UK. We didn't get involved in their life. We just said, we support you and your sovereignty. Same thing Paul does. He's more American than 99% of the Americans I know. Of course, it was Brits like him that founded this country back in 1776. Because that all came out of the Magna Carta. 1776 belongs to England. It was a fight between brothers, a fight between cousins, as Winston Churchill said. Read his 3-volume set, The History of the English-Speaking Peoples. It's powerful. I read that when I was about 14 years old. Couldn't put it down. But people think, you know, America's some anti-British thing. It's not. Look at our red, white, and blue. The reforms that had taken 600 years to get going in England finally crystallized here. And their parliament voted not even to have war with us at first. Until the king showed up and said, it's your duty, we're going to war. King George III. So that's one reason they lost, is the people weren't behind it. They were fighting their cousins. Literally. Literally their cousins. So, when Paul Watson promotes freedom, it's absolutely welcome here in America. But when John Oliver, with his, it's just like Piers Morgan, coming here, has his own darn bodyguards, and he makes fun of hicks and guys in cowboy hats and our guns. Then, dude, if you don't love it, leave it. And look, you have your free speech here if you're a citizen. I get it. I have my free speech to say, get the hell out, man. I don't mind you switching sides and fighting for things you believe in, but when you come here and act like you're an American and then lecture us all day, you're walking on the fighting side of me. To quote the late, great Merle Haggard, you're walking on the fighting side of me, running down a way of life that our fighting men fought and died to keep. You don't love it, leave it. But let this song be a warning to you. You're running down my country, hoss. You're walking on the fighting side of me. Yeah, you're walking on the fighting side of me. Running down a way of life. And that's all you do, is you run us down because you hate us, because we're freer than you. We're not domesticated. So you sit there and do your Islamic worship all day long. You run all the rest of your orthodox liberal crap. We don't want it. Your ratings are in the toilet. You're a joke. They brought you back, revamped, out of the gates to attack yours truly. Have you lectured us that Donald Trump could never win over and over again? Because, you know, you're the intellectual. Everybody knows the British accent's intellectual, even though there's no facts behind it. And now you make fun of me out of context, and I'll go, look at this loon. Hey, boy, people want legitimacy. They want real. They want to hear somebody that can speak to them and touch them inside. That's what I'm doing. If I'm one thing, I'm genuine. If I'm one thing, I'm real. If I'm one thing, I say what I say. You better believe it. You better know it. That's why they always attack and say, I'm a sellout, or I'm illegitimate, or I did this, or I did that. Yeah, I'm a sellout to my family in this country and freedom. Sold out a long time ago. They're not going to be getting me because I sold out from the time I was conscious that I wanted freedom. I sold out to justice. I sold out to free market. I sold out to Jesus Christ. Absolutely. You bet I'm a sellout all the way. I'm not a bully and I'm not a scumbag, and I'm going to stand up against bullies and I'm going to run you over because I'm a stronger man. Because I got God on my side, punk.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health-sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here.
I don't think being president is going to be good for Donald Trump, because the president wants to be liked. And when you're the president, you know, you're the most hated person in the world. Look at what happened to President Obama or President Bush before that. Do you have that same sense after talking with Trump on Friday?
Well, I think he is a little sensitive to the press criticism. He's been in New York media circles for years. You know, you can't get into a tougher arena than that. He's been fighting a lot of big fights through the years. This is a guy that's battle tested. I think the problem is not so much him. It's the White House. The White House is showing not the amount of order that we need to see. I think there's a lot of weakness coming out of the chief of staff. I think Reince Priebus, good guy, well-intentioned, but he clearly doesn't know how the federal agencies work. He doesn't have a really good system. He doesn't know how the communications flow. You know, I think Sean Spicer is doing a very good job under difficult circumstances, but I do think the president's not getting the backup he needs in the operation of the White House, and sometimes the pushback that he needs, which you would have with a stronger White House counsel, White House chief of staff.
All right, Chris Ruddy really doesn't need any introduction. Everybody knows Newsmax from Fox News, one of the biggest news sites in the world, the guy that first exposed the Clintons and all those scandals. And I 2 weeks ago knew that Trump was asking folks, hey, what do you think of Priebus? I really got problems with him. And I didn't want to leak that info because Trump hates leaks so much. I don't want to leak on leaks. But I'll just say it now because it's coming out. He's one of the big leakers. And he keeps giving info to Paul Ryan's the word. And I know that Chris Ruddy is a member of that exclusive club that's Trump's. I know that he's friends with Trump. That's on record. And he talked to him this weekend out there while the Japanese prime minister was there in Mar-a-Lago. And from the little birds that I talked to that were also there, they were hearing some of the same stuff. Mr. Ruddy has had a kind of a kind, let's say, filtered version of what was being said. Now I know that Ruddy, I didn't get this from Ruddy, is getting phone calls from certain people saying, why don't you walk this back? So we'll find out exactly what did happen. And I appreciate Chris Ruddy of Newsmax.com joining us, investigative journalist. Thank you for joining us.
Alex, thank you for having me on again. It was many years ago we were on together, and I'm willing to tell you all the secrets to you and your audience, but we got to all agree to that. We'll keep it a secret.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'm a media person, personality, as well as running Newsmax. I tell people what I think. I happen to know Donald Trump. I've known him for almost 20 years. But my views are always my views. I do not make a pretense. I'm speaking for the president of the United States. Because you know what? And you know Donald Trump. I know you've spoken of. He can speak well for himself. He doesn't need me to do it. But I have my own views. You know, sometimes I disagree with Donald. So I was asked yesterday on CNN with Brian Stelter. He's one of the few guys I go on CNN because I think he's fair to me, at least. And he asked me what I thought was going on. I said, look, you know, there's been a lot of screw-ups, and I think that the president's not getting his true message, which is a really good message, out. And I said that Rice is falling short. I did not call for him to be fired. I did not say that he was a bad guy. I said he's a good guy in my book, well-intentioned. I think he's very loyal to the president. But I don't think – I said at the time I didn't think he was well-served. That has morphed into a huge media story that – maybe Trump wants to throw Ryan Sover. That was not anything I'm knowledgeable about. I have no knowledge of that. I just know what I believe. And I will just tell you, like I've always done, what I believe and what I think, even if you disagree or don't like it.
Sure. And, of course, this is the CEO, not just founder, of Newsmax.com. Again, needs no introduction, Christopher Ruddy. I know that Jared Kushner, obviously the powerhouse, great brain, intellectual, Trump's daughter's husband, who's a big part of the whole operation, has reportedly contacted you, and you guys have had some discussions about what was said on CNN.
Well, let me tell you, yesterday after my story blew up all across the media, I got a call from Ryan. He reached out. To his credit, he said, look, you know, I think your criticisms were unfair. He said, I think you're going to see a lot of good changes in the pot of things. We're in different, difficult, hostile work environment here. As we all know, the press is at war with Trump. And he said, we're trying to fix things and get things working properly and smoothly. And he said, you got to give us a little more time. I said, I understand it. I hear you. And I said, look, I'm willing to look at results. I'm not out to get you. And then Jared, we were speaking on another matter later, Jared Kushner. And I think very highly of him. I'm really glad that he's there because he's a very sensible guy. He's a good business guy. He's a young guy, and he's got the president's ear. And he said to me that Rice was doing, in his opinion, an amazing job. That was his words. I said, look, I'll put it out on Twitter that that's what I heard. I'm not out to get these guys. But my job in the press, and it's your job, Alex, is not to parrot, but to give honest feedback. And my experience with Donald Trump over many years is he appreciates feedback. He loves it. I've never seen a guy that wants more feedback from not only famous, important people, but also ordinary people. He's always asking people what they think and how they feel.
He certainly does that. Look, I learned weeks ago that Trump is asking a lot of people, what do you think of Priebus, and that he's even going further, saying, who do you think would be a good new chief of staff? And the word is from folks that really know Trump good, if he's gotten to that second step, there's a very good chance he's looking at axing him. Now, I obviously sat on top of that info, even though I had it from a lot of sources, because I don't want to be involved in the inner intrigues of the White House. I want policy. I want tax cuts. I want our borders secure. I mean, I want results. I don't care about the red carpet pageantry and the helicopters and all the crap. I'm here in Texas. I've got my own thing, 45 million people a week listening conservatively. But when I look at what's going on and I see that he is connected to Paul Ryan and the Republicans are still pushing this Russia narrative, I know internally they're trying to use that as an internal coup to kick out all the people they don't like. And endangering the president in the process. There are no Russian connections, but if General Flynn is on the phone, setting up a phone call the next day for the president with the Russian president, he's on the phone with the ambassador, and they say, well, we want to talk about sanctions. He goes, well, sure, you can talk about sanctions. So technically, they didn't talk about sanctions. They just mentioned they wanted to talk about sanctions with the president-elect, which is totally normal. So the media is going along with this, and some of the whole establishment right-wing rhinos who tried to defeat Trump in the election, they are going along with this as an internal power play. So, I mean, let's just say it.
I'm not disputing what you're saying, but on the other hand, I'm not privy to any of it, and I'm not aware of that. That's the case. I know, and I think we both agree, the media is like in war with the president. I was on CNN yesterday, and they spent a half hour before I went on saying the guy's a pathological liar and that he's mentally ill. Now, I've known this guy for a long time. I've interacted with a lot of his businesses. I know you've met him as well. His businesses run flawlessly. He always hires really good people.
He's the opposite of a flake. The guy has superhuman. I mean, he's even slicker when you're talking to him in person or over the phone. I wonder how the guy is. Yeah, he's got to be the smoothest person I've ever known.
Well, and he hires really good people, and there's very little staff overturn I've seen through the years. So he's not a guy like hires fire. You know, they're trying. He picked out an A team for the cabinet. They're just getting in. He's only in 2 weeks. They're not giving this guy a moment to breathe. And my problem with the White House is he's done all these good things. Excel, the lobbying ban was terrific. He's saving American jobs. Do you hear anybody talk about that? No. They're all talking about day and night about Nordstrom's and America and even like the Reince story. I think it's an important story, but and the Flynn story, you know, they're a little bit diversions, I think. Every administration's going to have a little. This guy is the first citizen, non-politician president
sure.
in the country's history. We got to give him a little more slack than they're giving
well,
him.
Certainly they're trying to get everybody to ostracize the Trumps because they're the avant-garde, they're the cutting edge. Our liberty movement that you're part of and have been part of for 25 years, Chris, is the new counterculture. And that's why everything we do is successful. Everything they do is turning to crap now. And I'm just trying to get the establishment Republicans to realize, listen, the water's great. Get in here. Let's save the country. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I can show you the numbers. I'm going to send these to you. We had 85 million people that actually listened or tuned in or watched videos election week. Our normal's about 40-something. But now our new graphs are showing 50, 60 a week. It's exponential. Nobody's got numbers like that. And all I'm saying is we're just one show, Chris. This whole globalist thing is over. I mean, all over the world, globalism is in crisis. They're now saying that the French Le Pen leader is a Russian agent because she's ahead in the polls. No, it's because Europe's been overrun with the jihadis. Go ahead.
Look, we're facing some of the greatest crises this country has ever faced. And we need the public decided that it wanted new leadership and it didn't want the old, same old, same old. And we need to stand behind the president. He's going to have some policies. I don't know if there were. I think that people should be more supportive of him than they are from both the Republican side. And I'm a little shocked. You know, this Russian thing, I think, is being overplayed because you know what? We both know it didn't impact the election at all. Hillary actually did better than Obama in many, many states. So if that Russian influence had anything to do with it, it didn't help.
Sure.
Trump won because he actually went to states like Ohio and Pennsylvania, and he started talking about the issues they care about, which was jobs and trade and border
That's
security.
Right.
That's why he won. Everybody's like, why did he win? It was a trick. No, no. It was honest. He tried. So I just think that we need to be a little more fair. I try on Newsmax every day to say, look, how are we going to be fair to him? We criticize Donald Trump.
Sure.
But we also been very supportive when we can be. And, you know, the media is you know, they're bad news. They're not good. They've been really attacking him, and I think they're vicious almost, and I don't blame them for being angry.
Chris Ruddy of Newsmax.com is only here about six more minutes with us. He's obviously got a full plate today, one of the biggest stories out there. Here's where I am. I've been told by multiple people, some of who you know, some of which you might not, but it's, I mean, I've called around, that Rentz does things which he needs to stop doing, like call in somebody he doesn't like and say, I want your resignation, the president wants it. Then that person checks with the president and it's not true. So that's what Trump is angry about, is that Priebus is basically trying to run everything and leaking information to the Republican Party. That obviously people like John McCain that are out to get the president, and I don't know what Priebus is thinking, because that's what I've been told from multiple sources. Well, go ahead.
I don't know if that's true or not, but my experience is I believe that he's loyal to the president. I don't think he's trying to harm the president. I just think he's very new to the job. This is a guy that ran the political arm of the Republican Party for a number of years. He's a good relationships builder. He is close with Paul Ryan, as you mentioned. I think the president picked them because the president doesn't know a lot of these guys in Washington, figured out, hey, I'll pick the head of the RNC.
He needs a guy. He wants to unify. Look, it makes perfect sense. I'm not out to get Priebus's head. All I'm saying is I heard from a little bird that the president was asking you what you thought, and when the president starts doing that, everybody knows that's kind of the angle he does, that it means somebody's being examined. And then you don't deserve a bunch of pushback from you know, Jared Kushner or anybody else for simply talking about the fact that, you know, maybe the chief of staff is a little wet behind the ears. So I'm glad that you've come on to talk about this.
Well, I don't want to imply that anyone, the president, asked me to go forward. I just happened to have met the president, but this was not the issue that we discussed when we met. And I don't want to imply that he... I speak for myself. I go on the media appearances. You know, I've done this before. And I do it through Newsmax. And I'm just going to continue to call it like it is. And, you know, sometimes the president might not even like it, but he probably doesn't agree with everything you say.
Oh, he certainly doesn't.
He is. What we both agree is he's a guy that likes the information. He asks a lot of people their opinion, which I think is a great thing. And I wouldn't necessarily think he wants to... He's going to judge Reince like he judges all his businesses and everything else on results. And if the results are good, and we'll see in the next couple of months, he'll be very supportive of it.
Well, I hope that's the case. In the few minutes we've got left here with Chris Ruddy, CEO, founder of Newsmax.com. Chris, I want to ask you two questions about the economy and then about just the whole media landscape. A lot of top economists are saying if we don't get a tax cut, and if we don't get regulations cut, we're going to stall this recession into a depression. A lot of other economies are in trouble, as you know. Bubbles are dangerous. But if we've had trillions of the big mega banks who didn't loan it, and Trump's saying, no, keep interest rates low, flood small businesses, the main engine, 80% of the jobs, to the people, a bubble to Main Street instead of a bubble to Wall Street, well, that will actually bring up Wall Street as well. And we've seen trillions of dollars into the stock market, all this happening. Meanwhile, I read Bloomberg and all these other publications. They're openly trashing the economy, trying to drive it down. I hope the American people realize that if the economy does go down, Trump did everything he could to save it. I mean, Ron Paul never gets a static about other politicians. And he was on 2 weeks ago, and he said, oh, Trump's doing wonderful on the economy. It's wonderful. So, I mean, to have quotes like that, it shows that, I mean, Trump's trying to save this country.
You and I are on the same page. I think that they made a big mistake not making the tax reform and the tax cuts immediate. It takes years for that stuff to percolate through the economy. We need that injection. He should have done it, and they're doing Obamacare, which we don't like, but that's a quagmire. That's a quagmire, and it's not going to be easily fixed. So I'd rather get the tax reform policy done first 100 days, then you work on all of the things on Obamacare, and that's going to take 6 months. So, and the president loses leverage when he gets caught in quagmire.
And notice, Paul Ryan wants to do Obamacare first. He's inviting him into the swamp. Come on into the swamp, Trump. Chris Ruddy, last question. Chris, last question. Looking at the media landscape, you continue to grow, drugs continues to grow, InfoWars continues to grow. They keep calling us the fake news, and they're trying to cherry pick a few things we get wrong about. When CNN's the fake polls, giving Hillary the questions, caught lying, backing the Arab Spring, I don't see this fake news narrative working, but the head of Google, the head of Facebook, the heads of Apple all say they want to put in systems to block our sites. And believe me, if we don't all band together, from Rush Limbaugh to Sean Hannity to Chris Ruddy to Matt Drudge to Alex Jones, we're going to lose our free speech.
I believe in net neutrality. I don't know how you feel about it, but the idea that five cable operators can throttle back our web traffic, and that was a rule Obama put through, but I think it was one of the good things. There's talk they may do away with it. I think it's a mistake. So that's one of the issues. We can talk about that offline. Two things I'm going to leave you with. One is, anybody that wants to get Newsmax or Newsmax TV, you just download the app. It's free on any smartphone, Newsmax TV or Newsmax web. Second of all, Big Agenda, Trump's Plan to Save America by David Horowitz. It's a number one bestseller. It's the best book, Big Agenda, on the Trump presidency. I encourage people to read it. You'll find out how he really plans to sink the Democratic Party if he gets his agenda true through that you've been talking about.
And by the way, I didn't like Horowitz as much. I thought he was exaggerating. I really want to get Horowitz on because did he not end up being right about the Islamic invasion?
Well, he predicted 21 things that Trump was going to do. Five of them already, no, everybody said he was lying, and one of them was this Muslim ban. So everything he's predicting so far is coming true, but he and Bannon have come up with a pretty good plan that's going to really put out the Democratic Party out of business. And if they get this through, this is a big win, and we're going to win African-American voters over and a lot of people that we didn't have in the past.
All right, Chris Ruddy, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the time.
All right, Alex. Thank you, sir. Always great to be on with you.
Thank you. Been a long time. Shanai, a few weeks ago, said some mean things about Ruddy. And I'm not really. He was just, I guess, messing with me, joking around at dinner. And then I was smart-mouthing back to him. And I was like, oh, that guy was arrogant. And I guess that was just all a nice, friendly joke. So it's good because I'd have Ruddy back on and to see the work he's doing. He's a smart guy. And I want to be working with them more and more because they reach a lot of people and have a lot of great writers and researchers. But this stuff gets very, very sophisticated. It's like basically cutting diamonds. And you got to know exactly what you're doing. Notice he's right. We need net neutrality. The problem is what Obama put through was called net neutrality, but it's an FCC takeover of the internet and communications to start censoring everybody. So they say we're going to protect net neutrality, but then the government itself is going to start censoring, controlling, and putting filters in. So then now Trump's coming out saying, no, we're going to come in and basically not have this plan they call net neutrality, but we're going to have real net neutrality. But let people pay for extra services. So either way, it could be dangerous. We have to watch how it's developed and how it's implemented. But right now, they're simply trying to muddy the waters and confuse it. So that's the only area that I wasn't in 100% agreement with Ruddy. But did you hear the big thing? Bannon has a real plan with Trump to really turn on the economy. It's so easy to do if the globalists just get out of the way. China has 10% growth rates. We have like 2% or 1%, and those are fake. They've been picking the winners and losers. They've been looting America. The globalists have been screwing us over. Trump wants to preside over turning that engine back on. And that's why the establishment that took this country over by fraud is throwing everything they've got at Trump. And that's why I'm so behind Trump, because the entire Goldman Sachs New World Order is against him. And if I hear one more pseudo-intellectual, fake liberal going, Bannon was with Goldman Sachs, and so was Mnuchin. They've always supported nationalism and freedom. They're the good guys that were in the system. They're who you want. 0% of the money went to Trump from Goldman Sachs. 100% went to Hillary. And they told their employees, if we catch you giving money to Trump or catch you at one of his rallies, you're fired. And people said, is that even legal? Goldman Sachs said, if you give money to Trump, any of you, privately, you're fired. Just like this lady, Joy Vilas, who has great music, and by the way, it shot up 18,000% in sales, but she wore a Make America Great Trump dress that just looks fantastic. It was made by a Filipino immigrant who loves Trump. They're saying fire her. She's getting death threats. This is just, what a cult. Everybody else is screaming, yelling, demonizing Trump, and this lady is smart. She supports Trump. She supports progress. She gets it. Look how alive she looks. You look at these other hate mongers. I don't care if they're white, black, whatever. They look dead in the eyes. I mean, that lady doesn't just have a great body and a nice smile and sparkling eyes. She's just got that energy. And I'm not just saying it. Just look at her. Look at her compared to like some you know, boring, bombshell blonde, or, you know, one of these liberal, you know, whatevers. They roll out. And they just look pissed off, angry, and unhappy. That lady looks like she's having a good time. And that's what's sexy. Anyways, I just love people that are alive. They want prosperity. They get the spirit. Woo! America is back open for business. Let's do it. But first, the people that have usurped and stole the house got to be kicked out. It's like Ulysses returning after 20 years, and people moved in his house. Got to get busy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Paul Watson's on to something, and I don't want to say he invented this idea. I want to give him credit for everything, but the point is it's something we all know, but it's something we kind of pass over and don't focus on, and if we focus on this, we're going to win. If we focus on this, we're going to take over and defeat the globalists. It's already happened. But they are looking at their equations and thinking that they can try to put the genie back in the bottle. So I'm going to play some important clips and get into that here in just a moment. I'm not out to get Priebus, but I know for a fact he's sabotaging the president's agenda. He thinks he knows best. He's listening to Paul Ryan. And they are trying to undermine the Trump administration and leaking information to try to tie Trump's inner circle to the Russians, and I'm not going to put up with it. So understand something, Rich Priebus. You think you're powerful up there, and you're playing all sorts of games behind the scenes, and you think you're going to run over InfoWars, and you think you're going to run over the Republic. It's not happening, brother. So you better get with the program real quick and stop leaking, or the grassroots is going to make sure you are destroyed politically. In fact, the information, the type of stuff I've got is just too dangerous to even hold on to. I think I'm just going to have to put this out tomorrow. Yeah, you're not going to listen. You're too arrogant. John McCain and that weasel, Paul Ryan and all of you, and Lindsey Graham. What a group of compromised dirtbags. And Maxine Waters is running around calling Trump incompetent, all sorts of names. This is a woman that thinks Russia invaded Korea last week. This is a woman who doesn't even know what Aleppo is. I mean, just look at her. She looks like a cartoon character with more like sycophantic nobody anchors who never did anything in their lives but sit there and read off teleprompters and giggle and cackle and laugh at people that are only trying to save the country, you moron. Donald Trump's talking to major factories all over the country, and suddenly in Detroit and all over, everybody from the Nation of Islam, you name it, are going, we like Donald Trump because they're already starting factories, and they're already saying, if you're black, come in here and apply. You're going to get the job. That's not handouts. That's a living. That's a life. That's a piece of this dirt. And if you don't start giving us some of it, we're going to burn this sucker down, to quote Louis Farrakhan. And you know what? At a human level, I get that. Farrakhan's not asking for handouts. I don't agree with anything Farrakhan said. The point is he said, we want some of this dirt. We want some of this wealth. We're going to burn this sucker down. Not, oh, if you don't, get rid of yourselves and hate your family and pull down your culture, we're going to burn it down because George Soros said so. If you don't give us globalism that rips us off, we're going to burn stuff down. That's a bunch of idiots working for him. No, Farrakhan says, you give us jobs, you bring the prosperity back, and you get rid of all this welfare system that enslaved us on purpose, or we're going to burn this sucker down. You turn off the eugenics, you turn off the abortion factories, or we're going to burn this sucker down. That's somebody that at least recognizes how they're under attack. Trump comes in and says, we'll fix this problem. You want to work, you're going to get the jobs. And their system is destroy Trump, stop Trump at any cost. And the establishment Republicans are just in a wild frenzy to get rid of Trump. And I know Trump put them in there because they know how the system works to carry out his will, but they're not doing it. And now the State Department is in open mutiny against the president. Openly pushing the Russian narrative, openly saying they're trying to overthrow his allies that are about to get elected in France. Nationalist, pro-gun, pro-farmer, anti-Islamic takeover. Like a breath of fresh air. Nationalist movements in Germany, the Russians did it. Nationalist movements in Italy, the Russians did it. Every country that gets a vote is pulling out of globalism, and they go, the Russians, the Russians, the Russians. Man, the Russians are magical. If I need help, changing a flat tire, I'm going to call the Russians. They're saying you're a bunch of buffoons because only Putin could come up with Drain the Swamp or Crooked Hillary. And if you're Maxine Waters, that makes sense. She couldn't come up with Drain the Swamp or Crooked Hillary, a slogan. She thinks it's fancy to go racist KKK, go away, misogynist, homophobe, Islamophobe. That's all the Democrats are so stupid. Whether it's Nancy Pelosi or Maxine Waters giving everything they got, hundreds of millions of dollars, totally rich, living off our backs, and then they think Russia invaded Korea. Like, since I mentioned it, let's play her saying Trump is incompetent and Trump is bad. Talk about projection. Here it is.
What do you think?
Well, nobody takes him seriously anyway. As a matter of fact, Saturday Night Live really did portray him just about as he is. I mean, he is an embarrassment even to Trump. And so I don't know how long he's going to last, but let's have fun with him while he's there. Okay.
Now, that's a clip of her talking about Spicer. I saw the long run where she goes into Trump as well and says the same stuff. Again, this is just the Democrats at one press conference. Here it is.
This is a island that at its widest level is, what, 12 miles from shore to shore, and at its smallest level location, it's 7 miles between one shore and the other. Is that correct?
I don't have the exact dimensions, but to your point, sir, I think Guam is a small island.
My fear is that the whole island will become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize.
I stand here as a freed slave.
We've seen nothing that we can work, that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign.
What are we going to do? How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he's responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in
what is Aleppo?
Yeah, in Aleppo.
Don't know much about history.
You are correct.
Don't know much
about... Way to go.
The fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bing.
Stop it.
We should just have the whole show for 4 hours be bong, bong, bing, bing, bong, bing, bing. So soothing. Look, the only threats Trump has is assassination, illness, or the Republican Party sabotaging him from within. He's the commander in chief. He's in charge, the military, the police, the American people are behind him. His approval ratings are going up and up and up the more he stomps them. He calls CNN fake news and liars, he goes up 5 points. He tries to work with him, he goes down 5 points. And Priebus cannot help it. He is a sycophant. He is a little gremlin that sits there and grovels to powerful people. And he cannot help but serve Paul Ryan and others that are openly at war with Trump. And they're lying to the president when they say they're going to work with him. Everything they do is to sabotage the president. I've got hundreds of stories here that are important, but I keep going back to this. I've known for over 2 weeks from multiple sources, a bunch of them, that Trump is starting to look at throwing Priebus out the window politically. And I think it'll send a good message to all the other neocons and rhinos that, listen, you've already gotten your ass whooped up and down the street in the primaries, the election, everywhere else. We just stomped Hillary and Soros into a pile of garbage. You better get out of the way. Do you understand? I'm not doing this radio broadcast to play games, folks, or act like I'm Mr. Tough Guy. I am committed, and I've sworn on the altar of God to take these people on. And this audience is the Liberty Movement, and you are the power. And make no mistake, they tried to steal that election, but you overpowered them. So you look in the mirror and you realize you are the resistance. It ain't about patting ourselves on the back. It's about understanding that these enemies aren't going to stop until they've defeated us. And they say we're all Russian agents because we don't want to have war with Russia for no reason. And there's a new realignment globally that makes sense happening that the military's advised to Trump. And so they want to get rid of Flynn and others because they are geopolitically aware and know who the real threats are. Russia's not a threat. You leave them alone in their sphere. They got their own problems, and the United States can move in there strategically with all the resources Russia has, and the Russians can make money, and we can make money, and we can build a new civilization out of it. The globalists want this. Russia probably has more resources than Africa, folks, the continent of Africa. Okay, we want in there. We want those resources, and we can dominate the globe with Russia. The United States and Russia team up. It's over. That's why the globalists for 100 years have been trying to have us at war with Russia. That's why the globalists went and put the dirty commies in there. New York City and London, brokerage houses, Goldman Sachs was involved funding 100,000 Russian immigrants to be sent back. This is history for the Bolshevik Revolution. We did that to them. That's why when William Crystal's dad came back to the United States, he was just coming back home where he was from to begin with. The neocons, you know, the Trotskyites. And, of course, they got double-crossed by Stalin. That's why the Russians love Stalin. He was a horrible tyrant, but he actually kicked out the people that had taken over Russia from 1917 up until before World War II, when Lenin died of poisoning. Oh, he died of natural causes, yeah, and so did the Easter Bunny. So did JFK. But this is the real history. And see, people don't even know this. People don't even know this. There is a persecution of Christians going on by very anti-God, atheistic people that persecute Orthodox groups all over the world. Look at what Hollywood's been caught doing in Israel. Look at what Hollywood's been caught doing in the WikiLeaks from Soros. He wants to overthrow Israel, and he wants to target Orthodox Jews and Christians. And he's Jewish because they hate God, folks. People say, oh, look at you. People always accuse me of being this Israel worshiper, some agent of Israel. And I saw Israel pushing wars with Iraq and stuff and thought that was wrong because Iraq was a secular country and had been previously put in power by the CIA under an Eisenhower initiative that didn't happen until 1979, and it was actually a stabilizing effect. I'm not even agreeing with the policy of interventionism, but that's what happened. It was a good policy compared to, you know, the one of Arab Spring, total hell on earth. But I don't want to blow up Israel or hate Jews, and I won't get into the weird racist religion of just hating Jews because they're Jews. And people always like to, it's like their royal card. They go, you're Goldman Sachs, because Trump's put some Goldman Sachs people in when Goldman Sachs gave zero of the money to Trump, all of it to Hillary. And their whole agenda is being destroyed. Trump is now getting Goldman Sachs to do what he wants. It's incredible. Now, there's Forbes. Trump has Goldman Sachs rethinking Russia. This is very sophisticated, what's happening. And they also have this other Trump card. They go, oh, really? You love Israel? No one supports Israel more than Alex Jones. And it kind of got me in the position of going, okay, fine, I do. I mean, okay, I worship Israel. All I want to do. I've never been to Israel. It's historical. I do want to go there sometime. I mean, is that why I've had the Israel lobby constantly try to get me off the air? Is that why I've had the leftist Israel lobby try to, you know, restrict the Second Amendment? I mean, that's ridiculous. Israel is a complex group and a complex system, and complex things are happening there. But people that sit there as pseudo-intellectuals, they don't really want to save the country. They want to just say they're better than everybody and be lazy loser failures. That's who they are, fundamentally. And so they don't want to actually save the country. They don't actually, you know, want to stop war. They just want to shoot their mouths off and say, oh, we're Goldman Sachs, or oh, we're Israel. It's ridiculous. As if Goldman Sachs is just one thing, or Israel is just one thing. Like set pieces in a Monopoly game. It's 1,000 times more sophisticated than that. Why would the Israel lobby, the liberal Israel lobby, be after Alex Jones at the Southern Poverty Law Center and the ADL constantly when I'm not anti-Semitic and never do that? Because they know I'm good. They know they're just like any political group, complex group. They want power over America. They want the levers of control, just like any other special interest. And I'm trying to get the levers back to the people. I want Americana. I want lower taxes. I want to devolve power from D.C. to the people. So every major lobby hates Alex Jones, from the big banks to the big healthcare groups to the MSM to the liberal Israel lobby, not because any of them are even particularly evil incarnate. There's evil people involved, but because they want to run the show. They don't want to go build something themselves. They want to get control of the most powerful country in the world and parlay its influence into their dominance. Just like the racist Hispanic lobby they've set up. or the racist white lobby or all the other lobbies. They want to get us into groups instead of having us all together on the idea of competition and open free markets and private property and God, guns, and guts, if you want to be part of that. And that's so avant-garde, that's so sexy, that's so historical, that's so cool, that's so cutting edge, that's so tip of the spear, that everyone will join it if they ever have a chance to see what it is. Because it's a spirit of innovation and trailblazing and of Lewis and Clark. It's rugged individualism. It's men are men, women are women. We're strong. We strive to be strong. Instead, they say, just be weak and get into how you're weak and get into how you're a victim and get into how you're some pathetic group. I'm not here to lead the victim group of conservatives and libertarians that want to bitch all day and be failures. I'm here to take the government back, restore the republic, and run over the tyrants and teach them a good lesson for 1,000 years. I'm here to pour my energy and my soul into the restoration of the republic. Because I'll tell you, I'm a selfish person. That's a sexy system created by God. That's a beautiful thing. That's human. That's where all my ancestors are at. You couldn't drag me away. I'm no hero. Good Lord. Tying into God and all this power? You don't even want the power for the power. It's being in the presence of the power. Good Lord, no wonder they don't ever want you to experience this. If you ever experience this, there's nothing on earth they can even offer you to want to sell that out. Skip the break. I may just do my whole new show and with no ads. I'm serious. But then they tell me I got to do ads. I haven't even gotten into all the media attack pieces. I said I'll give you the big enchilada here in a minute, and I am. It's this. They're not the counterculture. The left had all its power because it was able to organize itself, demonize true Americana, act like that was somehow some horrible, evil, old-fashioned thing, and get the youth and everybody to think they were part of the winning, cool team, and get the CIA and everybody else to think they were part of this new sexy operation, and to make the media sit there and tell them, oh, look, you're part of the winning team as you're being screwed over. And now everybody realizes true Americana is always the most cutting-edge thing there is. That's where everybody wanted to come here. And so that fire didn't get fully extinguished. And now there's like 100-mile-an-hour winds and there's firestorms just burning everything up around us. The fires of liberty are burning the tyrants to death. They're running around like chickens with their heads cut off because they are in panicked retreat. And they are desperate. And in their flailing, everyone instinctively sees their weakness. But when you see the 20-30% that are still under their control, they are completely uncomfortable because it's their identity. They think they're the power structure, even though they're not part of it. And they sit around in fake little councils at church and at the little hamburger places and at the men's clubs and the women's, you know, rotary groups. And they sit around and Twitter and, you know, and I don't mean literal Twittering. I mean Twittering, the old-fashioned Twittering about and talking. And, oh, did you see Saturday Night Live? And, oh, did you see the New York Times? Oh, we're going to get him. Oh, he's failing. Oh, he's a loser. Oh, they're discredited. Oh, it's all falling apart. Oh, look, desperately trying to save the country, trying to save them, trying to give them what is the proven most successful system of pro-human development. And they're all running around just totally freaked out. Because their subconscious realizes that they're posers. They're losers. I mean, I look at men that push the globalist agenda, and they are all, even if they're billionaires, they are just, their spirit is so fake, not manly, artificial, and just evil. And creepy. And not genuine. And I'm telling you, it's over. It may take 50 years, but I mean, the return of everything that makes us strong is here. And all the ancient rituals of rites of passage are being rediscovered, even by the trendies right now. All the hottest things with trendies. And it's funny, and people make fun of it. They'll have leftists go out in lumberjack outfits and cut trees. I don't know how to do it. And people that, you know, are lumberjacks make fun of it. And I say to them, listen, when you were a kid, You pretended you were a doctor or a policeman or a factory worker or a soldier before you were one. So the fact that we see the left now all trying to adopt honky-tonk, Western, rebel flags, it's not a racist thing. It's saying rebellion and, gardening and hunting and all. They're trying to rediscover being humans. The DNA is re-expressing itself. It's happening. They didn't successfully repress it. Just like you try to poison crops of bugs, about the third, fourth generation, it creates superbugs that are even bigger, stronger, meaner, and the poison don't kill them no more. I think some of the most shriveled, almost soulless people, once they activate, are going to come out of their shell and end up being 10 times stronger than people like me that they never got control of. And I'm not anything special. But, I mean, I'm alive. I'm kicking, I'm snapping, I'm fighting, I'm loving. And if you ain't loving, you ain't living, to quote George Strait. And they've stopped everyone having rites of passage. They've put everybody in arrested development, told them you're cool, you're trendy, because you watch these stupid, boring TV shows with these horrible music that's meant to be horrible, to lower your soul, to lower your instincts. All of this is an attempt to make humanity surrender. And you know what? Donald Trump ain't perfect, big old golden toad that he is, but you know what? That's a big old man right there that wants to show all the scum that, you know what, the days of the vampire just came to a halt, at least for this season. And that's why the vampires are scared, because the sun's coming up. And anybody that's anybody smells it, sees it, and tastes it, and knows it. So you have all your uncool trendies and down-your-nose pseudo-intellectuals, all beta males, to make other men think it's okay to be a beta male. You sit there and try to force feed everybody this delusion, but you're scared. That's why when I go out in public in liberal areas, they giggle, they laugh, they point, and I look at them and I smile at them, because I'm not even making fun of them. I just look at them like, I see you, and they always look down and start shaking their head. Like, really? Yeah, because I don't give a you-know-what about what you think about me, boy, because I'm not a boy, I'm a man. You understand that? What I believe is, because it's in my genetics and in my spirit and in common sense, I know I care about you. And I don't want to run your life, tell you how to speak, tell you what to listen to, tell you what to do, like you want to tell me. See, you're a beta male wanting to conquer real men so you feel big, because having us around makes you feel bad, doesn't it, George Soros, and your little son, and all the rest of you? You're scum. Real men don't go around dominating innocent people and turning them into zombies. Real men are ready to compete and turn the human species loose, because we're made in the image of the Creator that made all this. And God's got big plans for us. But you don't get stuff for free, do you? There's no free lunches in this universe. Nobody rides for free. So you're in your 6-week, 10-week, 12-week boot camp right now, and every culture knows it, and every group knows it, and this is all the big test. It's written on our genetics. We know it. The dimensions have been proven. The spirit has been proven. It has been registered. It has been quantified. It is the essence. And we go on through our DNA. We live on through our children. Everything is a repeat, but an augmented system into the future. And so their best attempts to poison us were their devilish delusion to only put the pressure on humanity to make us metamorphosize into the next level. And that's the big rest of the story. Briefly, see any more of the Super Bowl? I guess I took it home. Super Blue toothpaste is what's funding our operation right now. It's our new super mega hit. I ordered double what we got in the first shipment, fluoride-free with colloidal silver and iodine. Nascent iodine, it's amazing. People love it. 5-star reviews. It's going to sell out in the next week and a half or so. And we got bubblegum flavor coming in for the kids. It doesn't have the tea tree oil or the peppermint because it's so strong. We've had a request from people for a little bit lighter formula for the kids. It is strong. And it's concentrated, so... it's at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And everything I sell or promote, water filters so you're not getting hit with the fluoride and glyphosate, fluoride-free toothpaste. It's everything I want, everything I use, everything I do. Nobody's got one with colloidal silver and iodine. We made one with the biggest company out there. Had it private labeled. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Now, we also have a lot of other great products at InfoWarsStore.com. So be sure and check that out today. I mean, one of the t-shirts I designed is really simple, but it's my favorite. I mean, it just says InfoWars.com on the front, on the right, on the heart, on the left side, and then it's got an arm deal. It's got George Washington. And then on the back it says, my free speech doesn't end when you get offended. That shirt needs to be absolutely a bestseller. We'll be back with hour number three.
Visit GCNLive.com today.